6.
Kimberly, I hear you are going to Italy next week.
Yes, and I'm really excited.
Are you staying at a hotel?
No. My cousin is getting married to an Italian guy, and I'll stay at her future in-laws. I'm looking forward to meeting his family. And I hope to see some of the famous sights of Rome, the Colosseum, the Trevi Fountain.
Oh, lucky you. And I'll be stuck in the office.
Now listen again.
Kimberly, I hear you are going to Italy next week.
Yes, and I'm really excited.
Are you staying at a hotel?
No. My cousin is getting married to an Italian guy, and I'll stay at her future in-laws. I'm looking forward to meeting his family. And I hope to see some of the famous sights of Rome, the Colosseum, the Trevi Fountain.
Oh, lucky you. And I'll be stuck in the office.
7.
Excuse me, I've got the speeding ticket.
What seems to be the problem, madam?
I wasn't driving my car on the 21st of April. I was at a music festival in Manchester.
Can you prove it?
Of course. And I didn't even have the car at the time. It was at the mechanics.
I'm afraid you'll have to file an official complaint in room 202.
Oh, dear.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, I've got the speeding ticket.
What seems to be the problem, madam?
I wasn't driving my car on the 21st of April. I was at a music festival in Manchester.
Can you prove it?
Of course. And I didn't even have the car at the time. It was at the mechanics.
I'm afraid you'll have to file an official complaint in room 202.
Oh, dear.
8.
Excuse me, is there a bank near here?
Let me see. The closest one is near the railway station.
Could you tell me how to get there?
Certainly. Go straight on until you come to the roundabout. Then take the second on the right. You'll see a Chinese takeaway with a pharmacy next to it. The bank is on the other side of the street. You can't miss it.
Thank you very much.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, is there a bank near here?
Let me see. The closest one is near the railway station.
Could you tell me how to get
there? Certainly. Go straight on until you come to the roundabout. Then take the second on the right. You'll see a Chinese takeaway with a pharmacy next to it. The bank is on the other side of the street. You can't miss it.
Thank you very much.
9.
I'm really looking forward to our holiday in the mountains again.
Me too. But I'm a bit fed up with fishing.
The brochure says there are a lot of lovely trekking paths. And you can rent a bike too.
Okay, let's try something new. But I don't want any extra cost.
Well, in that case, pack your walking shoes.
Sounds good. Let's not take our rods this year.
Okay, then.
Now listen again.
I'm really looking forward to our holiday in the mountains again.
Me too. But I'm a bit fed up with fishing.
The brochure says there are a lot of lovely trekking paths. And you can rent a bike too.
Okay, let's try something new. But I don't want any extra cost.
Well, in that case, pack your walking shoes.
Sounds good. Let's not take our rods this year.
Okay, then.
10.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, I have an appointment at 11 o'clock with Mr. Weaver.
Mr. Weaver from the IT department?
That's the one.
May I have your name, sir?
Of course. Trevor Snyder.
Do you write Snyder with an I or a Y?
It's S-N-Y-D-E-R.
Thank you. Mr. Weaver's office is on the 26th floor. He's expecting you now.
Now listen again.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, I have an appointment at 11 o'clock with Mr. Weaver.
Mr. Weaver from the IT department?
That's the one.
May I have your name, sir?
Of course. Trevor Snyder.
Do you write Snyder with an I or a Y?
It's S-N-Y-D-E-R. D-E-R.
Thank you. Mr. Weaver's office is on the 26th floor. He's expecting you now.
That is the end of task 2.